Dr. Samita, a senior physiotherapist at Kapar. As you guys know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care to all who are in need and their families. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about role of physiotherapy in geriatric people. Aging or getting old makes our body go through many physical changes. These changes usually cause a decrease in muscle strength, bone density, coordination and even make the joints stiffer, which sometimes can lead to falls or fractures. For elderly citizens, exercising may be the key for bringing back and sustaining the physical function required in daily living. Exercise programs set by a physiotherapist can help in reducing body pain, enhancing the movement of joints, facilitating coordination, and boosting respiratory function. Elderly people suffering from chronic diseases can also obtain benefits from physiotherapy. Though physiotherapy cannot stop the process of aging, it can help to reduce the impact that it has on our bodies. Physiotherapists are trained professionals who can identify the factors that prevent elderly people from being active and independent. Exercising on a regular basis can also help to reduce the risk and impact of illness more likely to affect older people. So in this podcast episode, I will discuss the various conditions suffered by elderly people who require physiotherapy. These are few examples. Pain from chronic conditions. Physiotherapy can help to decrease discomfort due to conditions like arthritis or osteoporosis. Usually, joint pain is caused by inflammation of the joints or injuries, etc. It can restrict mobility and lead to weakness and instability to perform normal activities. If left untreated for a longer time, the goal of physiotherapist is to restore the function of muscles, bones, joints, tendons and ligaments. The next one is improve strength and flexibility. Due to aging, we can see decreased strength and flexibility is the most common issues that almost every individual faces. Further, the condition can be worsened by the presence of other chronic conditions related to the neurological issues, diabetes, and musculoskeletal issues. As a result of degenerative changes that occur due to old age, there is a poor muscle tone and joint stiffness, etc. A physiotherapist helps to alleviate pain and helps return to mobility. Some of the common causes of decreased strength are thyroid issues, anemia, depression, lack of sleep, diabetes, heart diseases, and medication side effects. Physiotherapy helps to bring back strength and flexibility and also improve patients' quality of life. The next one to discuss is postural instability and balance impairment. Balance impairment in the elderly is due to the loss of normal functioning of muscles and bones. It is most commonly caused due to arthritis or any conditions related to the legs, eye problems, blood circulation problems, and intake of multiple medicines. Physiotherapy treatment includes balance exercises to improve the function and coordination of muscles and joints in individuals having neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, or suffered any brain injury. The next to discuss is risk of injury. Physical therapy helps to maintain stability. The physiotherapist teaches the patient to adapt to visual, mobility, balance, and muscle loss impairments to easily complete the activities of daily living. This awareness helps to reduce the risk of injuries and re-injury. Patients who have had a heart attack or have other cardiovascular or pulmonary conditions such as pulmonary fibrosis or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease can benefit from physiotherapy by following treatment regime that helps them to increase the endurance and gain functional independence. The next we are going to discuss about prevention of risk of a fall. Falls are the leading cause of accidents among aged individuals, resulting in fractures and other injuries. A physiotherapist can train the individual in techniques to prevent fall and how they are going to maintain the posture. The next we are going to discuss is maintaining an independent lifestyle. Recovery from pain due to an illness or injury allows the individual to lead an active and independent life for a longer period of time. Stretching and strengthening exercises are proven to be effective for older people. Patients with foot drop, spinal injury or stroke are provided with walking aids to facilitate independent living. The therapist works with the patient to ensure that he or she can remain as independent as possible. Physiotherapist can provide advice on how the exercise can be done safely and also strongly recommends exercises for elderly patients as a part of their daily routine. While following the exercise regime, elderly people are not limited to uncomfortable living conditions or insufficient physical activities. This unique therapy is a proven methodology for elderly parents to engage in exercises for as long as their health will allow it. I hope you got something about role of physiotherapy in geriatric people. I know you may have many doubts and questions about this. Don't hesitate to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you out at any time. Feel free to contact me. To know more updates on physiotherapy, visit our website www.kaparforautism.com. So today I'm going to wind up this session. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic, and by this I'm signing off. Bye-bye.